Well, I'm here at the Iceverse stand for the Multi Comfort House, and I'm here with Helen Tunnicliffe. So, Helen, tell us about the Multi Comfort House project, why it's here, and what Iceverse's interest is in running such a project.
Well, this is the eighth international final for the student design competition, in which students are asked to design a building to our Iceverse multi-comfort house standards, which builds on passive house performance levels but takes into consideration exceptional thermal efficiency, high indoor air quality, acoustic comfort and excellent fire protection and safety. So once the students have actually worked on their design, which is, this year's brief is a regeneration project in Nottingham, which is the Trent Basin of Nottingham. It's a live regeneration project, so who knows, some of the students' ideas from the competition may be incorporated into that. And obviously the winners, the three teams who are the winners, runner-up and third place, go on to the international Iceverse final.
So there's countries all over Europe who are running similar projects. So is this something that's been initiated by Iceverse, or was the general project, is it run by another company? Who is the Multi-Comfort House project created by?
Yeah, the Multi-Comfort House is created by Iceverse, right. So the concept and the competition. And it's not just European, it's global. So we had this year 350 teams entering the international competition in total. So it's a great way of familiarising students on REBA-accredited courses of the passive house concepts and multi-comfort house principles from an Iceverse perspective.
So this is a UK initiative, essentially, isn't it?
This particular element of it, but the actual multi-comfort house is an international concept.
So how many entrants are there here, the finalists?
In the UK, there were 33 teams who registered. They were then selected from down to an eight shortlisted teams who have all got their work here on the stand today at EcoBuild. And the judging takes place today with an exceptional list of judges, including Nick Grant, who's the technical director of the Passive House Trust, Professor Wolfgang Feist, who's actually the founder of the Passive House Institute. And from there, we'll have our three winners later on today.
Well, I'm really looking forward to having a closer look at these models and then hopefully getting to talk to a few more of the multi-comfort house people later in the day.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.